That's awesome. That's awesome. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you your situation is beyond God. Don't let him lie to you and say, man, God won't do anything for you. Don't let God bring up your path. I mean, don't let the devil bring up your path and try to shut you down. You know? Don't. Know who you are. Know who God is in your life. You know? And we gather here today and we're celebrating the Lord. We're celebrating this country we live in and the independence we have. Amen. So I'm going to go back for a moment. We have communion here in just a little bit, but I'm going to go back a few years ago when I'm still in the force. Okay? I'm going to show up at Gail and Jeff's house. Come in. Oh, hey, I came here. Hey, listen, I was in the area. I stopped by and I just want to search your house. Care if I go through your house and search for things? Well, I just told you. I'm Lieutenant Lawrence, Sheriff's Department. Hey, come in. You care if I search your place for you? Go ahead. Oh, man. Dad, burn it. You're too easy.
You're not searching my house.
I'm going to come to Ryan's house. Okay.
You're not coming in.
Hey, I'm just in the area, Lieutenant Lawrence, and I just stopped by. I'm going to come in and search your house. Okay?
Right,
hey, I'm going to search your I'm going to search you. You can't stop me.
I can.
How can you stop me?
Because it's my right.
You're right. What do you mean you're right?
Right by my creator and given to me endowed by my country as well.
He did. Why? What did he say?
Says that's unlawful search and seizure.
Oh. Wow. You understand what's going on here? He knows his rights. And it worked out perfect, okay? I know you invite me in because you don't. Yeah.
She's nice.
But you step back. Okay, come on in. And I go and I search your house. I can't do that. I have to have probable cause. I have to have unless I'm in hot pursuit, okay? If I'm in hot pursuit chasing down the street, go and I can go anywhere to get you, okay? But to knock on your door and say, I'm going to search this house, you got a search warrant? No, well, you go get one and you come back, okay? And Ryan knew that. See, we need to know what's in our Constitution, what's in the Bill of Rights, and know what your freedoms are. It's so important, you know. And in the same way, we need to know the freedoms and we have in God. But look at a couple of years ago when the government was shutting down churches. Can they do that? Well, the only way they do it is because we let them. So we have the right for we have religious freedom. We have the right to do that. Yeah, exactly. But see, a lot of people didn't understand that, or they thought, well, our rights can be set aside because of this or that. Okay? But we understood the greater thing behind this was shutting down God, what it was trying to do. Okay? It's more not just a United States thing, but it was more of a worldly thing, you know, that one world government, one world religion type deal. So we need to know our rights. And I shared last week, you know, I was talking about you know, how many people own guns, you know, and people raise their hands up, and I said, well, I'm going to come take your guns from you. No, you're not. Why? Because you have a constitutional right to bear arms. Amen? So we just need to know that. And we look back, and when our country was started, we got to the point as colonies, we just couldn't tolerate anymore what was going on with our country. Yeah, we would come to the States, the United States, when we filed for a Declaration of Independence. But I just want to share with you just a couple things here from that Declaration, because you realize this Declaration was served, it was signed, it was declared on July the 2nd. We celebrated on July the 4th, but it was actually, Declaration was made, it was drafted on July the 2nd. Everything that we had grievances about was listed and sign. And that moment, we became independent. Think of that. Think of that. Now, we had to fight it. Amen? But we were independent from it. We're no longer going to do it. Yes, you are. No, no. So we fought it. No, we're going to do this. I'm independent from that. It took a couple of years and we won it. Amen? Amen. And so it's the same way when you come to Christ, when you come to Jesus, when you come to Him and you bow down and say, Lord, become my Savior, my Lord, boom, you are that moment independent from sin. Understand that. Independent from the penalty that sin had on you, boom, is broken. boom, forgiven, born again, okay? But there's a little tussle going on there. It's called resisting. It's called resist the devil, and he will flee from you, okay? It's the resisting part that we got to deal with for a little while, amen? But the minute I came to Christ, man, I was set free, man. I felt great, independent. God is my creator. Lord is my savior. And most important, he's my Lord. But it was battle after battle because Satan kept trying to come back. Just like, you know, England did. Britain tried to come back after and submit, make us submit to them. We could have gave in. We could have gave in. But we didn't, did we not? Aren't you glad that they didn't? Amen. We're celebrating today what they declared over 200 years ago. You and I are celebrating what they did. But it starts off in our declarations. It says, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinion of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Wow. And then from there on, they list all the grievances that they had. We know one of them was taxation without representation, okay? But the church, it wasn't going to fall under the Church of England. No, they want to worship God the way they wanted to. They want to worship Him. They want to honor Jesus. And they listed all these things to be set free from. And they gave them to him. Here, this is what we're going to do. And they said, oh, okay. Okay, you're free. No, they didn't, did they? Nope. But they knew. They knew when they declared that there would be a fight. See, they had been trying for the longest time to get the grievances addressed. You know that? They were trying. You know? I mean, can you imagine talking to somebody who's taxing you about cutting the taxes? Hey, man, listen. 35% is too much. Let's knock it down a little bit, huh? But he's sitting there on his yacht. Okay? He's got his two Corvettes out in the garage. Okay? And a Lamborghini on order. And he's not going to reduce his taxes because he's greedy. Okay? Greed is taking over him. Okay? But we tried everything that we could in order to have our grievances addressed and let's give us a voice in our own country here. And they refused to do that. So they said, finally, okay, guys, we're going to get ourselves independent. And folks, the same way with our own lives. Many of us, we have tried to fight the devil. We try to fight the sin in our life. We try to overcome addictions. We try to get ourselves set free time and time again. But we try to do it in the physical. In the physical, I'm done with this. How many times do you say, I'm done with this? You go to bed, get up the next morning, that thing you're done with is right there with you. And don't look at your wife or husband, okay? All right? So you got a desire. Chuck, I said, don't look there. Now, come on. But see, you got a desire. And many of you right now, you got the desire. You want a different life. You want to think different. You want to act different. You want to be set free from these things, okay? And man, we're trying to do it. We're trying to do it, but we're doing it on our own. We don't recognize this one thing. Inside of you, that thing you're trying to overcome is already overcame. Let's try that again. Inside of you, you're born again. The Spirit of the living God is living in you. We're just saying the name above all names is living inside of you. That strength is living inside of you. You've already had this thing that you're trying to be set free from. You're already set free from it. But you don't know it. You don't know it. Because it's got a hold of you. Because it's talking to you. It's lying to you. It's saying, hey, yeah, listen, you've always been this way. Been that way. You're never going to change. You know, and I hear people say once in a while, oh, that's the way I am. I've always been that way. I'll always be that way. Well, you can if you want to. But most times people say that, they don't want to be that way. Amen? So we got to remember, our voices are powerful. So when you speak that out, say, well, this way, I've always been this way. I'll always be this way. Okay. The force is assigned to you to help you. It's just back. So that's the way he wants to be. You know? I might say about myself, my wife keeps interfering my prayers. Change him, Lord! Change him! Okay? But inside of us is already that power. God set you free. You don't know that. It reminds me of a thing I want to share here. Oh, man. Anybody lose gloves this morning? I don't know. If you lost some gloves, maybe it fell out here. The day she cleaned out my thing the other day, I can't find nothing. I mean, I can find it now, but there's an order. So, do you ever hire somebody to clean your house? Gail or my wife. If you ever clean it up, you won't be able to find a thing. Because they put it in order. Right? Amen. But when our nation came together and we got tired of these grievances, and they listed all these, why love is at the bottom. And man, this is where we need to be. Our individually and as a people of God, it says at the very bottom of the declaration. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Well, think of that. These 56 signers, I believe, of the Constitution, they come together, they sign that. Then, man, we need to do this. Not just for themselves, but for the generations, for you and I. For you and I. And some have had great wealth. So we pledge everything, our lives, our wealth, our honor. We're going to stand up for this. We ain't going to start this thing and run away from it. Okay. Now just think for a second. Take the people of God. Take those who claim Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Take those right now that God has blessed. Overabundant. If they have the same attitude, listen, we're going to share this gospel. I pledge my fortunes, I pledge my honor, I pledge my life that this gospel is going around the world and we're going to support these missions and these people out there on the front lines of the country who can't even pronounce their names, that we're going to give and give and give and give to get that gospel out because they need to be set free from their sins because if not, they're going to die and be in hell. When that is birthed inside of us, man, I tell you what, you talk about overwhelming, whoo! This country, this nation will blow up. And America is so blessed. And America, you guys do the most giving as it is. You know that? I hear people complaining that people come to this country illegal. Illegal, what's wrong with you Christians? Why are we going to let them come in? I said, wait a second. I love my country. I love people. I want the people to come in legally. But you don't know how many people we feed around the world. You know, we're taking care of people. And people in this country today, illegally, I'll feed them. Amen. But I'm going to help them get back out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got roles to go by. Doesn't mean I don't love people. But do what we can to help them. But man, maybe we have too much independent and we need to become more independent on one another. You know what I'm saying? Folks, there's nothing wrong with being rich. Amen? I have no idea what it is, man. No, I mean, I know people, and I know preachers, but they got all kind of money. And folks, you know how they got that money? Because they gave. They keep giving, God keeps giving back. Look at Solomon. You know, people complaining about preachers being rich. Solomon was the richest preacher there ever was. But look how he used it. You know, we got to remember that. God says, you give, I give back to you. And you tithe, I give back to you. Wow. And so he gives us more, that would be more of a blessing, right? Amen. Amen. So no matter, and I love God because you know what? Our government has, I don't know the tax records that well, but like you have like a 18% tax bracket. Then you make more money, you get 25. Then you got to give 35 up to 53. Anybody know that? I'm down there too. You know what I'm saying? But the more you make, the more the government taxes you, you know? But look at God. He's the fairest tax there is, 10%. Isn't that awesome? If I make $1 million a year, 10%. 100,000. Okay? If I make $10,000 a year, 10%, 1,000. No matter what scale I'm on, God said, I'll pour a blessing on you. You can't contain. I'll rebuke the devourer for you. Amen? Yeah. That's awesome. You know what I'm saying? That's God working in our life. But again, if we just take on the same attributes, the same thought process, not just for our country, but for our God, for the kingdom of God, and recognize, hey, Lord, what I got today, man, look how much more changes take place. Now, I'm talking about the church and who. I'm not talking about you guys. You know, all of us, you know, just think of that. You know? But he says, man, they pledge everything they have. Wow. But we got to know what we have. And just last week, I think it was, maybe it was on the 9th, 19th, we celebrated Juneteenth. You guys remember celebrating Juneteenth? Am I saying that right, Juneteenth?
Yeah.
Okay. It reminds me a lot of us, in a way. And put into a nutshell, President Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation on September 22nd, 1862. And that was going to go in effect the 1st of January, 1863. And it set slaves free. Now it set white slaves, black slaves, all slaves free. You know, we got to remember that in the course of our history, we've had white people owning black people owning white people owning white people, and black people. I mean, it was just. And what I love about this, that we wrote a constitution. We wrote a constitution, and we just read it in the Declaration, all men are created equal. Amen? But it took us a while to get that in our head to realize what it means to be equal. But what did we do? We adjusted it. Amen? We finally said, wait a second. And so the proclamation went out, boom. I believe it was 40 days later Mr. Lincoln was killed, wasn't he? I think he was assassinated just a few days later. A few weeks later in Ford's Theater. But it went out, boom. But down in Texas, they never got the word yet. And in fact, it wasn't until June the 19th, 1865, that they got the word. But one of the generals, what Mr. Lincoln had done, President Lincoln had done, set them free. Took them. They were already free, but they didn't know that. They were already set free. They didn't know it. Now, I don't know if some of the owners knew about it and didn't share it. There'd be people out there like that, you know.
Yeah, they're named
Weiss. Weiss, yeah. But for 2 years, they were free. And no one told them that. Boy, when they did, they celebrated. They celebrated, man. But for 2 years, they kept putting up the same stuff over and over again. And folks, it goes back to you and me, okay? We are set free. The moment we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, Lord, we have been set free. We've been set free. We have been separated from our sin life. That sin nature has been separated from us, okay? We got a new life. We got a new spirit in us, okay? We don't have to be like we used to be, okay? God come and set us free through His Son, Jesus Christ, forgave us of our sins. But we got to recognize that you're set free from it. You're sitting here right day, tonight, or today, you're addicted to something, you've been set free from that. Let go! Let go of it! Yes, yes! You know, when I wanted to quit smoking, I had to quit smoking, not because my body is the temple of the Lord. I wanted to breathe, I couldn't breathe anymore. In fact, I can tell you, the first Sunday in October 1997, when the Lord delivered me from smoking, He had to, okay? Inside of me, I was set free. I was set free the day I prayed in front of John Hagee, in front of the TV set. But I didn't recognize that. See, I thought that the Lord just took it from me. But I had to give it to Him. You know, He's reason to give it to me. I had to want to give it up. Okay, now I'm not getting down on you, smoke. I'm not getting down on you. I understand that. I say that every time I talk about smoking. Because everybody leaving here think, oh man, I'm going to hell because I smoke. I'm not saying that. You won't find that in the Bible either. Okay? But I'm saying, inside of me, all I had to do was give it up. And I was waiting for God to take it from me. And boy, the minute I cried out to Him, boy, I tell you, it was all night long. I get up delivered from that thing. Awesome. And I remember I chewed tobacco too. Folks, I did it all. I rolled snuff, chewed mail pouch, smoked pipe, I smoked my cigars, I smoked my cigarettes. Sometimes I chew and smoke at the same time. I mean, I did. Now, I'm smoking 3 packs a day, okay? Plus all the other stuff. But I remember when I was chewing. I wasn't feeling very good. I was a brand new Christian. And I put the snuff in and gone home on a Monday. I just got born again the day before. I said, "Lord, I don't feel very good." He said, "Well, get that." This is what he told me. "Get this crap out of your mouth." And he took it from me. I gave it to him. He took it from me. "Yes, Lord, I want to do that." He gave me the desires of my heart. That's just me. Okay. Set free. It was already inside of me to be set free. But I was waiting for him to come and take it away from me. And I had to give it to him. Then he took it. Amen. So that, you know, whatever it is in your life you're struggling with, boy, you would just let God acknowledge it in your life, bring it to your attention, and just, okay, I'm done with it. Just give it to him. I'm set free from it. And that's what it was down in Texas. They had been set free for 2 years. They didn't know that. Someone had to tell them. And for those who knew that they were set free but wouldn't tell them, who kept them in captivity, that's what Satan does to you. He'll try to keep you in captivity. He'll try to keep you the same way you've always been, because he'll convince you that it's just God. He doesn't want to set you free. But God comes to set us free. And the Bible says that those who are free indeed through the Word of God. You know that? Isn't that awesome? Inside of you. Inside of that faith. Exercise that faith given to you. You're part of the kingdom of God. You're a citizen of heaven. Understand that. We're here on the earth. We're still on the earth right now. We're a citizen of the United States, but our main citizenship is in heaven. That's who has authority over us. This country has no authority over me. No, Now my word of my God tells me, hey, listen, honor those in authority, obey them, unless they're in conflict with His word, and then stand for His word. We recognize that this Constitution that we have today, and again, we're waking up with it. We saw this a couple of weeks ago, Roe versus Wade. We saw where we realized it wasn't in the Constitution. So we brought it back down to the states, which is, that's all it did. It recognized, hey, it's not in the Constitution, okay? Like if I said right now that the Bible says to always give your pastor all your money. Give me all your money. Yeah, now you give it to me. My son wouldn't, okay? And he said, wait, show me in the Bible it says that. You would never find that, will you? Amen, because you know your Bible. And you know your money, okay? That's the same way that we are recognizing now, where people can tell us something, and it's so convincing that we believe it. Well, today we recognize, wait, it's not in there, okay? And we're going to see the same thing take place with same-sex marriages. It's going to be not overturned, but taken back down to the states, because there's nothing in the Constitution, okay? Nothing in the Constitution says that. But our country, our laws of our country, our Constitution, all that is built upon the Word of God. God created that. He's a man who loved him. Not perfect people. Amen? But our country is built on that. And now, as we come back to him, as we turn to him, he's showing us these things, man. And so now we have that power. We're talking about inside of us. We have to start standing up. And I think Christians today are getting ready to stand up more and declare the Word of God. And that Word of God is intertwined with our Constitution, with our Bill of Rights, with our Declaration. So we got power behind us. And no, you can't do that. It says right here. It says right here. And don't let anybody buffalo you. And same way when it comes to your bodies, and when it comes to your mind, when it comes to the Word of God, when Satan tried to get upon you, say, no, it says right here, by His stripes I have been healed. Get behind me, Satan. You declare that. Don't receive it. Speak that out. Oh. Hey, my kids is my inheritance. They will know the Lord. They will be in heaven. You declare, you speak that out. Know what your rights are. And be good when you exercise them things. Remember, faith is not seeing things. But having a faith is going to take place because of God's Word. So when you see things going around you, going on that you've been praying for, speaking God's word out, you have faith. Hey, they're going to do it right now. I'm telling you what, they're going to be changing. They might be rejecting the Lord today, but boy, they're going to be worshiping one of these days. They're going to be released from the lies of the evil one. Same lies that you and I may have been wrapped up in ourselves before we got released. So don't grow weary. Don't give up. When you see them rebelling, okay, You just keep listening up in prayer, keep speaking the blood of Christ over them, and know that they don't have a chance. They've already been born again. They just don't know yet. They haven't spoke out the word yet, but they cannot overcome our prayers. He's a name above all names. Amen? Amen. But the main thing is to surrender what we have to Him and recognize that. And we'll have communion just a second. Trust me. And I got to use my wife again, because that's one thing tough of being married to a pastor or a preacher. You know, we use each other, but she reminds me so much of the Word of God at times. And but in our house, like I said before, we basically have two places. You know, kitchen and living room. We both got our recliners, and that's where we live at almost all the time. My recliner, I've got Bibles and I get books and I got stuff here. I get the mail from 4 years ago and everything there. And my wife is always coming in trying to correct things for me. Okay, and my wife is over here. She gets all little thing here, there, and I know sometimes she says, "Hey, listen, you'll be gone today. I'm going to change things around." Okay. I like it when it's straightened up. I don't know how I get so much stuff piled up. Have you ever seen my desk in my office in there? That's nothing compared to my easy chair at home.
Put it away. That's how it piles up.
I'm going to ask you, who's preaching this? You know what I'm saying?
My mother always said, you don't put it down, you put it away.
Yeah. Well, I put it away on my desk, my stand. But I come home and the house is all cleaned up. My little spot there. She's got my little dory there for my cup of coffee. And I come home, but I don't see none of my stuff. But a couple things are straightened up. And I look around. And I look out here for Mr. Kimball, the trash man. I look there. Now, I really love the way the house looks. I mean, I don't like it being cluttered. I wish I took more time to put stuff away. But I look over here and this Kimball thing opened and lit up. She threw away my seed catalog. From 1985. I haven't planted a big garden in 10 years. But so I take it out of the trash, clean it off a little bit, wipe off, bring it back over, and set it down. And my wife, okay. I told you I'm going to clean the place up. You wanted it cleaned up, right? Straighten things up? Yeah. But that's my catalog. Do what you want to. But when I decide you're right, Carol, I don't need a 1984 seed catalog because the prices aren't any good anymore anyway. And when my heart's desire is truly that I want to be different, and it's hard to change, is it not? To break them things? Yeah, I'm telling you, it is. I do so good for a while. You know, Gail will come in, and one of the things she'll do for me, her and Jeff, is straighten up our storage area. It looks awesome. Well, within a week, it's back the way it was because I just set stuff down. Okay, I don't know why you guys keep doing it. I'm glad you do. But when I really want to get to the point, I want to do things differently. If I take that seed catalog, take it out, pick up that lid, throw it in, and take it down, the trash man will come and take it away. But I got to give it up first. I got to want it. Amen? I got to want that. And I have to keep in mind, I can't throw it away because my wife wants me to get rid of it. I mean, I can, but look, I'd have resentment against her, right? Who knows, the next day her magazine might come, whatever it is. What's that one?
Don't know. Magnolia.
Want to get it for Christmas? Magnolia. I'm not sure what it is, but she loves it, okay? She'd be saying, look at her Magnolia magazine. Ooh. I'm aware of it. Threw my magazine away, huh? The difference is, hers is, you know, July of 2022. Mine was 1984, okay? And mine was that clear up to here, okay? But I had to get in my heart whether, number one, I wanted to have a different living space, or number two, and which is just the same as number one, I want to please my wife. Amen? And so once I get to the point that I wanted it, I want to please my wife, I appreciate her wanting to clean it up for me, it made it easier I can get rid of it. But I didn't just put it downstairs and hide it somewhere and sneak it back upstairs. I wanted to get rid of it. So I put it in the trash, and the trash man took it away. And folks, I truly have said in our own hearts today, okay? And you know, as we pray and say, God, to seek me, show me anything in my life that's not pleasing to you. Okay, show it to me. And when he does and shows it to you, then you have to surrender it back to him. Give it to you. You've got to get it to the point in your life. But we don't get to the point where we say that I can't do that because I'm a Christian. We got to get to the point that I don't want to do that because I am a Christian. And say, Lord, take this from me. Help me with this desire to overcome it. And you know, he'll do that. He will help you. He'll give you a way to escape the temptation, whatever it might be that you're dealing with. Now, we still have to take the first step, okay? Say, God, take this from me. I give it to you. Take it. And he'll reach down to take it, and he'll give you the strength to overcome it. But when that temptation comes around, we got to make sure that we resist him. He'll give you a way to resist it. Right. Amen? I mean, when I put that magazine in the trash and Mr. Kimmel picked it up and took it away, if I got my truck and went down my neighbor and dug it back out again, look how much effort I had to do. Did I really want to get rid of it? Maybe. But I have to overcome the resistance of going down and getting and bringing it back again. And I call out to the Lord, he'll give me that strength. He'll give me a way out of it. Whatever it might be, he'll give me that way. Now, I don't know if you have anything in your life today that you're struggling with. You know, we all have things that goes back and forth. Paul talks about that one sin that really comes upon us all the time. I don't know, but I'm saying, as you just give it to the Lord, say, Lord, here, take this from me, strengthen me. Wow. Devil, you're a liar. When he brings it back, you can't live without this, whatever it might be. You got to have this. Hey, it's that time of day. You know, you need this, whatever. You're a liar, devil. But I need, I got, and that's Jesus Christ. I got his blood, I got his name, I got the forgiveness. So get behind me, Satan, I don't want to do that no more. He'd be set free. And that's just like they did down in Texas. Took 2 years to realize what they had. But when they did, they exercised it. And the same way here, inside of you, whatever you need, whatever strength you have, is already birthed in there. Just call on the Lord and let him strengthen you. Let him strengthen you and touch you. Look at his word. Study his word that you do. And know that is a live word. It's still alive today. It still speaks to us today. It still cleanses us. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you so much for the freedom you've given us. And Father, for the freedom we're experiencing. And every day, that those freedoms come more and more relative to us. They come more and more, I don't know, we seek you, Lord, we see how much more freedom we do have. And our desire, Lord, is to please you. We thank you for the blood, we thank you we're born again, we thank you our sins are forgiven. But God, we're not stopping there, we're going to continue on and have you cleanse us more and more, that we can be more for you and represent you greater and touch more lives, God, that we help other people. Know that when Christ died on that cross, he died for all the sins. He died to set all people free. All we have to do is call upon him and receive that forgiveness. Surrender, acknowledge our sins, the need that we have for a Savior, and receive him as Savior and Lord, Lord, and they will be set free to follow you too, Lord. We thank you for this nation we live in. We thank you for the men. We thank you for the women that stood up. God, when we formed our Constitution, 92% of those had affiliation with you. Our Constitution is based upon you, Lord. It is drafted by your word. And thank you that our eyes are being opened more and more to see the freedoms that you had birthed inside that Constitution, inside our Bill of Rights, that we can exercise today to continue to keep people free and help set people free through the blood of Jesus. We break bread today and take this communion in the glory we acknowledge. We acknowledge that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, that he rose up from the grave, ascended into heaven, and he's coming back soon. Remember, the same Spirit that raised Jesus lives within us. And may the Holy Spirit be allowed to guide us in the perfect ways of the Lord, in the perfect way of Yahweh. To be exactly what you called us to be. That we work in your kingdom, for your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.